You may now take your seats, pull them up close to the radio, and get your Bible, and be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. Today we're going to be studying the text, 1 Corinthians 17, 1 through 12. And you'll want to turn in your Bibles to that. There's 1 and 2 Corinthians. This is 1 Corinthians 17, 1 through 12. The title of the lesson is God's Promise to David, and what we're going to be talking about is that time that David got it in his head that he wanted to build God a temple in Jerusalem. Well, it was a noble thought, and he consulted Nathan the prophet. Nathan said, yes, do so. But God came to Nathan and said, no, I don't want David to do that. His son can do that. And then God made a promise, a wonderful promise, a far-reaching promise of one greater than Solomon that would come. In ways he would be like Solomon, but he would build a house of God that would exceed Solomon's. It would be a spiritual house made of living stones. We'll read this text to get into this Sunday school lesson here in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our text. 1 Corinthians chapter 17, 1 through 12. And it came to pass when David dwelt in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of Jehovah dwelleth under curtains. And Nathan said unto David, do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, go and tell David, my servant, thus saith Jehovah, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another, in all places wherein I have walked with all Israel. Spake I a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to be shepherd of my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast gone, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee. And I will make thee a name, like unto the name of the great ones that are in the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more at the first. And as from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, I will subdue all thine enemies. Moreover, I'll tell thee that Jehovah will build thee a house. And it shall come to pass when thy days are fulfilled, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will set up thy seed after thee, who shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. The golden text of this Sunday school lesson is Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And the devotional reading is from Hebrews 1, beginning with that verse and going down to verse 12. Of the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, from the beginning didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou continuest, and they all wax old as doth a garment, and as a mantle shalt thou roll them up, and as a garment they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Now we're looking at a Sunday school lesson. I've referred to it a couple of times. This is a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of August the 21st, 1927, prepared by E. A. Elam. And in their Sunday school lesson, he has helps and hints for the teachers. We cannot be certain as to the order of the occurrence of events recorded here and of other events in the early life of David. Facts are recorded not always in order, but as they relate to other facts. The last lesson records the fact that the ark was removed to Jerusalem and placed in a tabernacle within curtains. And this lesson relates to David's desire to build an house for it. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. 1 Corinthians 17, 1-3. And it came to pass, when David dwelt in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of Jehovah dwelleth under curtains. And Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan. Now, the desire that arose in David's heart after he built his own house of cedar was not a bad desire. It says in 2 Samuel 7:1-2, It came to pass when the king dwelt in his house, and Jehovah had given him rest from all his enemies round about, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar. But the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Cedar was the best and finest of wood in that country. It is said to last hundreds of years. It was of a rich color, and emitted a pleasant odor arising from the oil that was within the wood. Hiram, the king of Tyre, sent the wood and the carpenters and the masons to build this house for David, 2 Samuel 5:11. Unsettled and devoting their time and attention to war, the Israelites had not developed the mechanical and architectural arts needed for such a house. David had been engaged in constant warfare almost ever since he'd been king, and now he enjoyed rest from all his enemies round about. He consulted God as to all his battles and how he should proceed, and hence it is stated that God had given him rest. For God's guidance and protection, he was grateful, dwelling in his own magnificent house, secure from his enemies. He was not forgetful that God had given him victory and success, that the ark was within curtains only, and he formed the purpose to build for the ark, and therefore for God, a permanent and worthy house. This was a noble purpose, for which the Lord blessed David. Centuries after this, to encourage the Israelites who had returned from the captivity to rebuild the temple at Jerusalem, Haggai 1:4 said, It is a time for you yourselves to dwell in your sealed houses while this house lieth in waste. Now Nathan was a prophet, and he said, Go, do all that is in thine heart, for Jehovah is with thee. For 2 Samuel 7:3. God approved of the desire. For this purpose God blessed David and permitted him to gather material to contribute largely toward the building of the house. As for me, It was in my heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Jehovah and for the footstool of our God. And I have made ready for the building, 1 Chronicles 28:2. God gave to David in writing the plans and specifications of this house and of all its vessels. And David gave them to his son Solomon. This house was built by inspiration. All this, said David, have I been made to understand in writing from the hand of Jehovah, even all the works of this pattern. Now, it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of Jehovah, the God of Israel. But Jehovah said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. 1 Kings 8:17-18. God may approve our noble purposes, but he may not approve the persons or the means employed to accomplish them. High and noble aims are essential to good and great deeds, but good intentions is not sufficient. We must always be ready to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Now, this is the first appearance of Nathan the prophet. God did not disapprove of David's purpose to build the house, yet that same night, the night after David expressed his purpose to Nathan, God in a vision revealed his will further to Nathan concerning the house, or the temple, and the way to build it. 1 Chronicles 17:4. God says to Nathan, go and tell David my servant, thus saith Jehovah, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. God sent Nathan to David to make known his will concerning the erection of this house. The reason David could not build the house is as follows. And David said to Solomon his son, as for me, it was in my heart to build an house unto the name of Jehovah God, but the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, meaning peaceful. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. 1 Chronicles 22:7-10. And again, thou knowest how that David thy father could not build an house for the name of Jehovah his God, for the wars which were about him on every side, until Jehovah put them under the soles of his feet. But now, Jehovah my God hath given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. 1 Kings 5:3-4. And yet again, in 1 Chronicles 28:3, but God said to me, thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou art a man of war, and hast shed blood. God made David king, preserved him from Solomon, directed his battles, gave him victory over his enemies, and David was a man after God's own heart and was loyal to him, yet because his hands were so stained in so much blood, he was not permitted to build the temple. This temple, in part, was to be a type of God's spiritual temple, or building on earth now, and this spiritual house is one of peace, governed by laws of peace, the weapons of whose warfare are not carnal, whose head is the Prince of Peace, and the establishment of which marks the beginning of the time when swords shall be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, and nations shall observe war no more. We're going to continue with this lesson in the classes that are to come. and about how God really dwells with his people.